Welcome to WTF Walk the Floors, All Things Hospitality Training. I'm Michelle Klein with Klein Hospitality, and I'm joined with Stephanie Ledger from First Rate Hospitality. Stephanie, how are you today?
Great, Michelle. Thank you so much. I'm so excited for us to continuing on our inspection series. And this one's also, too, pretty cool. So we have Helena here from Atworthy, and we're going to be talking about that rating for digital worthiness. So welcome to the show, Kelly. We're so excited to have you. If you can just enlighten our viewers and listeners a little bit more about the background that you have.
Oh, thank you so much for having me today, Stephanie and Michelle. This is an amazing show that I have been following and loving the discussion here. So my background comes from the internet. I have been an executive with Google and Meta before I create my own startup with Atworthy, and also I have served the community globally in the board of directors of the most important organization in the world, such as ICANN and Internet Society.
Awesome. Perfect.
Wonderful. What a background. So, Khaled, tell us a little bit about Atworthy. What is it? What to expect? Maybe the story behind it?
I think the story is somehow similar to what you do in the WTF episode. It came actually from a moment of dissatisfaction from me as a consumer in a five-star hotel. And that moment has kicked off a lot of thinking and questioning in my mind. What is the difference between the two five-star hotels of today? How I can recognize which one is more digital than the other one? If I need to choose as a consumer which one is more digital and more digital worthy interacting with me, what signs should I look for? What are the ratings that exist? And that actually created a new concept, completely new. We call it the digital worthiness. And digital worthiness is actually the quality of offering digitally enabled experiences. And if you notice here, we focus a lot on the experience, which is the customer experience. And the experience for us is the journey that is basically begun before the experience, during the experience, and after the experience. Your relationship with the hotel does not begin the moment that you do the check-in. It's actually begin from the moment you dream to go to Las Vegas or dream to go to Bahamas. And that's where you actually need to find a way to connect with your hotel or your destination.
Perfect. So let's dive in a little bit too of talking about, you know, the different guest experiences. What to you of the guest experience would you say is of digital worthiness? Is there anything in particular?
Well, the guest experience is actually, as I mentioned, it's a journey. The guest is not looking only for the bed to spend the night as an accommodation service. Is looking actually for an experience and looking for enjoying that experience. And honestly, I think with all the infrastructure that we have today in the luxurious hotel, if there is no digital component of that experience, you actually will not enjoy it as you would expect today. I mean, there is many things that we are taking for granted, but surprisingly, we have seen it not available for all the hotels around the world. So things like Wi-Fi. I mean, here in the US, it is normal to expect to have a Wi-Fi in a hotel, especially if it is complimentary and not I should not pay for it. But in many other hotels in the world, you'd be a nice guest and you enjoy the infrastructure, but actually there is no way for you to have a connection to the Wi-Fi.
Perfect.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So we're also to, you know, with it going into our theme of talking about inspections. So do you have any tips or also to just talking about the importance of technology when it comes to doing an audit?
Absolutely. I mean, the audit is actually an amazing example where technology can facilitate everything because be it internal audit or external audit, you need data, you need information, you need, I mean, a lot of way to explain the results. So being the sampling, being the preparation for audit, you need all those technologies, and the tools that exist today to do that are amazing. We at Worthy, we focus a lot on the only the customer experience and the guest experience. So we always push for the hotel to adopt everything that facilitates that relationship. From an audit point of view, if you need to have a feedback, for example, on their experience, you need to have at least all the marketplace pages you set up. For example, the big trip, the big examples of feedback platforms. I think this is important to have. You follow up on the feedback of your customers. You answer them. You answer their concerns. There's many cases where actually small cases. You answer a small comment from your customer, from your guest on the platform. It would resolve a lot of problems. The audit part of the service, if you are focusing, for example, on the waiters of the restaurant or the person at the reception desk, how do you want to have your customers give you feedback or give you any interaction if you don't implement feedback surveys or emailing after they will leave? It's important for you to use all those technologies to get the feedback loop.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so critical that we stop fighting technology, right? In many cases, we see hoteliers how they are fighting technology because of, we've done this our entire life and all we do has to do with the human touch and the human connection. Yet there are, or maybe they're concerned about the brand, and yet we're failing to realize that our clientele is changing and it keeps changing. And unless we start bringing solutions that not only integrate with other solutions that we already have in place, but also that are going to be well received from that specific client base that we have, then, you know, we gotta stop fighting technology.
Yeah, especially that the shift has happened already. I mean, guests are already shifting to looking for a seamless experience, a better experience, a nice experience. I have a good example. I recently went to Paris for some days of work, so I stayed in a 3-star hotel. On purpose, I chose that one because of the digital interaction that I have seen on their website. But I was surprised because I found a feature that I never seen, even in 5-star hotels. The feature was very simple. They actually activated Bluetooth in the rooms. And this allowed me to, instead of opening my laptop and work at night and listening to the TV shows like on the background, I actually linked my Spotify account on the room Bluetooth, and I was listening to my own music in my own room. This is an amazing experience. I mean, I loved it a lot because I usually, when I go to a hotel, I don't really like so much their choice of music. I would prefer listening to my own playlists. And if they are providing me with this simple, very simple and cheap feature to implement, actually, it made my day. And this is where the difference between providing a luxurious room, but also providing a digitally worthy and enabled experience.
Absolutely.
I love also too how, you know, we're hearing a lot of the buzz of, you know, providing a personalized experience, and the hoteliers are trying to figure out how they can come up with these different personalized experiences that you could, you know, not have experience anywhere else. But sometimes, like how you had mentioned, that you're able to listen to your type of music, what you want to listen to, and how even through that digital technology, if now you are, or the hotel is creating that personalized service just by you being able to do what you want to do or see or listen.
Absolutely. I mean, there is so many other applications. I mean, look at when you go to hotel and you open the smart TV and you find a message saying, "Hey, Mr. Khaled Kuba, welcome back again to your hotel." This is an amazing personalization to the message. And they know that they came here back maybe last year or a few months ago. They know what is the thing that I would prefer. So there is a lot of personalization here, or even the smart TV of today, where it will allow me to, during the night, maybe I would like to finalize the looking at the streaming platform that I use to watch on my home. And while I travel, I would probably use the same way to continue to watch my shows.
Great.
Khaled, you have been, you participated in a summit very recently. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and, you know, what to expect from the future?
Well, I mean, Atworthy has invented this concept, which is the digital worthiness again. And we wanted to organize this summit to celebrate the digital worthiness. So we are celebrating the Digital Worthiness Day every year on the 2nd of February. And we are organizing ourselves a summit, but also we are inviting everyone to celebrate it in their way. So we may see next year on the 2nd of February many other initiatives from other people. Our summit focused a lot this year on the technology part, but in the future we are focusing more on the case study, highlighting the customers who have succeeded in implementing the digital. Again, it's important to recognize the digital worthiness as a concept, because it is actually a meaningful way for us to look at our customer and guests. We need to be worthy of their business. We need to be worthy of their time. This is the mindset of being a customer-focused business. And if you are a hotel, you are there to serve me as a consumer, as a guest. So I'm expecting you to really provide me with at least all the technology that exists elsewhere. And if I have seen it in some hotels in the east side, I expect that the west side do the same. If someone is providing me with an app to do the self-check-in without taking maybe 30 minutes or 40 minutes in the queue to wait for the check-in, especially if I came like maybe 2 a.m. or 1 a.m. to your hotel, would I need to stay like that long to do the check-in? I mean, the solution is there. Everyone is doing it. Provide me with a mobile app and I will do the self-check-in myself.
And if anyone would want to participate of next year's summit, how can they find information for that?
Everything is on our website, www.atworthy.com or summit.atworthy.com. And we are also available on the online, on the podcast online as well, on the social media as well.
Wonderful.
And also too, so, you know, we talked about the Digital Worthiness Summit that had recently happened, but now if we're having a hotel or, you know, hospitality business that is looking to saying, hey, we really need to enhance our digital worthiness and we don't know where to begin. We may not know the trends. We also too may not have the connections with the technologies. So how could, you know, bringing on Atworthy being able to help the hoteliers?
Absolutely. And this is why actually the company, being the inventor of the digital worthiness concept, we invented a new way to do the rating. So we are providing our product, which is a 5-at rating, similar to the 5 stars. So 1-star hotel is a less quality hotel. 5-star hotel is a high quality hotel. Similar to that, we are providing a rating with 1-at hotel, less digital worthy hotel, and 5-at hotel, which would be a very highly digital worthy hotel. And in that way, actually, we will allow those who have been already investing in digital to be recognized as leaders. And those who are still yet to invest more and to provide more digital features to their customers, to at least to know the path, what I need to do to improve my digital worthiness and improve my rating. And also to allow me as a guest tomorrow to choose between 2 5-stars in the same area and the same price with the same feedback of their customers, which one is more digital than the other one. It's easy. I will look at their digital rating.
Perfect.
Is this on a national or international level?
We are doing it on the international level with the focus on the US, but it's still a startup. We are still new as a concept, but we believe that it's the right time. We are already in 2024 and everything is technology based. Everything today will be through AI, through the metaverse, all the interaction with the hotels will be digitally enabled interactions. I mean, I'm sure you have seen all the technology that is already around us in hotels. Be it with the robots who will be serving you in the room, or any other technology allowing you to interact with the holograms or with the VR technology. This is, I mean, the future, and this is happening now.
Perfect. And then with your ratings, can you give some examples too of what you're looking at digital worthiness? Like, you know, it even goes to the website. I know we were talking about, you know, robots, but even some of the basic things of technology to making sure that, yes, this is an item we want to be able to rate on that digital worthiness.
So we try to build something similar to the 5 stars from a consumer point of view. When you look at 4 star versus 5 star or 3 stars, you will not ask yourself why this one is 4 versus this one is 5. You know that it's built on actually a set of recommendations and expectations from you to do when it comes to infrastructures and all the basis of your quality hotel that you are providing. Similar to that, we have prepared a set of expectations. Everything that Stephanie or Michelle would expect when you will go to a hotel or interact with that, having an experience with that hotel, all that questions that you will ask, we have already asked them from our experience from the research team that we had since now 2 years almost. We were preparing this assessment requirement. It's a standard of what is happening already in the industry. And those are the questions that we ask. We will prepare, actually, we are already preparing the rating for all hotels around the world. We did already an assessment for 10,600 hotels, 5 star in the world. We know already where they are and what's their level of digital worthiness. The rest will be their responsibility to follow up with us and then provide the rest of the answers, which will allow us to give them the rating. Again, I mean, to follow up with your question, I know maybe if we have time, it's so simple. We are asking questions that are in your mind and my mind. I'm asking them about having a website, having a Wi-Fi, having a mobile app, having the contactless payment, having the smart room, the smart devices, the printing, the charging of my mobile, using the QR code, the self-check-in. All those are the standards today. They are a requirement, yes. They are expectations from myself as a consumer, as guest.
No, I like it. And also too, even, you know, with the simplest thing of a website. So you may have the website, but is the website, you know, is it easy to navigate? Is it up to date? And I think the biggest thing too is easy to navigate. You know, there's so many times that you'll log on to the website, you want to check out the property, and now you're trying to figure out, okay, I just want to, you know, being able to see the different guest rooms, but then it's, you know, hard. It's almost like you have to go through the booking process to being able to see the options of the guest room. So you could say, yes, we're, you know, digital worthy because we have a website, but then also to really looking at those steps of service from the guest point of view as well and what they're experiencing.
Absolutely. We ask all those questions because we believe that it's their responsibility, the responsibility of the hotel or the business in any other sector to provide me with all the facilities to buy from them that experience and enjoy that experience. So it's their responsibility, again, to be worthy of my business as a consumer.
Fantastic. Great insight and so on point. That was great. Stephanie, do you have any other questions? I know it's time for WTF walk the floors type of moment.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. So thank you so much for sharing your insightful information. You know, I really can't wait to see, even in 6 months, of seeing how these ratings are going with digital worthiness at Worthy. So at the end of our episodes, we always close out with a WTF moment. And I'd love for you to be able to share your WTF moment, whether it been, you know, out there on the road as a guest, as, you know, starting to do these digital inspection. So what do you have for our viewers and listeners?
I think the WTF for me is when I go to a hotel and they will ask me to pay for the Wi-Fi. This is honestly the moment where I say, really? Do you want me to pay for that? I mean,
yes.
I'm supposed to have it for free. I'm supposed to enjoy it. I'm supposed to be there in their hotel and then maybe calling my family with any, I mean, way to do IP calling or video calling or whatever, or watching whatever I want to watch. I'm here for enjoying an experience. So please don't tell me to pay for that.
No, I love that. I mean, there's so many times too where even with the Wi-Fi, you know, we're starting to use like junk fees, how they're, you know, not really directing you to pay for the Wi-Fi directly, but they're now using that as part of their like resort fees or service fees. And then they'll even saying, oh, you can have free Wi-Fi if you join our loyalty. And then you're trying to go now the step-by-step process of joining their loyalty. And it, you know, it's just not an easy 1, 2, 3 step. And now it's also too of being like, well, I already know if I'm going to be joining your loyalty program, and this may be just a one-off stay. Now you're going to spam me with all these emails as well. And so, yes, when it comes to the simplest thing as the Wi-Fi, even I'm like, WTF. Absolutely. What do you think, Michelle?
I agree 100%. 100%. It's annoying when you go in there and the first thing you know, you have to. And what makes matters worse is usually it's not great.
Yeah. Exactly. Absolutely.
Not fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Caleb, even when you're in
you.
The. I was going to say,
ahead,
even
Stephanie.
When you're in the. If, even when you're in the public area as well, it's, you know, even seeing the steps, you know, of just. Happen to be okay. I'm, you know, want to be out in the lobby area, and now I got to go through the whole process again, and it's just not a great guest experience. But this has been great.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being here and sharing your insight. We really look forward to what AdWorthy has in store for the next few years and see how we can start aligning all the planets so that technology can continue to help us enhance that guest experience as we move through the years and our generations continue to change. So thank you so much for being on the other side.
My pleasure. And good luck for the next WTF moments.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.